Well, unfortunately, last year, Will, during the 2016 year, the law enforcement in America lost 140 police officers. And then this year, we're up to 122 police officers that have died in the line of duty.
Wow.
There is an organization out there that is specifically set to help the families of these law enforcement officers, and it's called COPS, Concerns of Police Survivors. These people are amazing in twofold. One, they're the ones that step up to and help these families in their most dire time of need, and the biggest reason why they're able to do that is because they themselves are survivors. They've all lost loved ones as well, and they're the ones on the front line to be able to try to help these families get back to where they need to be able to cope with such a horrendous loss. So that's kind of a background of what this organization does. Another organization that recognized this is a group called Renegade Pigs, which is a motorcycle club based out of the Quad City area. Mm-hmm. It's actually a nationwide organization, but the Quad Cities has a chapter. What's amazing about these guys and girls is that they're actually comprised of retired or currently active law enforcement, military, corrections officers, and firefighters. They are trying to break down some barriers, and they're trying to show that even though they ride the motorcycles on the weekends, they are also the ones that step out of those emergency vehicles to try to help people out. One of the things that they did this summer was they put together some money and bought a large quantity of coins that they had minted for Master Sergeant Stanley Talbot.
Yeah.
And they took these coins out in the public and they sold them to anybody who wanted to buy them. And they've rounded up all of that money and they're actually going to donate that money today to the COPS organization.
That's amazing. I should back up here. For those who don't know, Master Sergeant Stanley Talbot is who?
Master Sergeant Stanley Talbot is the Illinois State Police Master Sergeant that lost his life June 23rd of 2001 at the base of the Centennial Bridge.
Yeah.
That's probably the closest connection that we have to the COPS organization. So that's obviously a great dedication to him. And the one who kind of spearheaded it was retired Sergeant Bill Francis. He was really good friends with Master Sergeant Talbot and continues to be friends with his daughter, who is now currently serving as a Master Sergeant as well within the Illinois State Police.
That's right. Yeah, I knew I recognized that name for sure. So in this ceremony today, we're talking as it's about to take place, some local families will be helped by these organizations, correct?
Absolutely. They're helped in multiple ways. One, the organization, they're specifically there to help the families, but also another thing that they're able to do besides go out to the yearly law enforcement memorial that they have every year in Washington, D.C., that's one of the things that they do for the families. Another thing they do is actually the COPS Kids Camp, where they take the families up to Wisconsin and they get them away from everything just to let them kind of relax, unwind, and it allows them to be able to just get back with each other. And they also have the resources there to help help the families cope with these losses as well.
And again, so in case folks may not realize, that District 7 State Police pretty much covers from the Quad Cities down here to Knox County. So there's some definite local connections here for sure.
Absolutely, yes. The District 7 area is Henry, Knox, Mercer, and Rock Island counties, but just the state police as a whole. Obviously, we're wanting to make sure that we can reach anybody throughout the state.
It's been one of those things, I think, here in the past couple of years, unfortunately, where I think police in general have gotten such an awfully bad rap for a number of reasons. But it's nice to know that there are still organizations that, for lack of a better term, have your back, right?
Exactly. That's what's very encouraging is, For a police officer, it's not even so much the injury for the police officer themselves. It's what they have to think about with their own family. The police officer knows what they're getting into. They signed up for it, and you hear that even on the national talking points. You hear that, mm-hmm. well, the police officer knew what they were getting into. The thing that no one really pays attention to or thinks about is the family didn't.
Yeah.
They didn't sign up for it. They didn't sign up to have their father or mother, or brother or sister put their life in danger. They're only there as a bystander. So that's what weighs on most police officers' minds as well. And to be able to have an organization like this that says, we have your back, please go out and do your job and thank you for what you do, that means a great deal for us as active police officers.
Absolutely. Now, the local cops organization, is that something that folks can contribute to in some way?
Absolutely. There's a website out there. If you just go onto any search engine and you type in concerns of police survivors, the chapters will pop up, and just go to the West Central chapter, and you can push the donate button, and they will happily take any donations you can give. Obviously, every cent goes to these families to help support them in their times of need.